I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tab Douglas with you. Happy to have you on board, taking you up till 7 o'clock and getting you ready for the Pens and the Marc-Andre Fleury's in town tonight. It's a big game up at PPG Paints Arena. We're, by the way, at the Marriott City Center just down the street. So if you're in the neighborhood, drop by, say hello. We got a few more goodies to give away here. Always happy to do that. By the way, Labatt's Game Day at the Marriott is brought to you in part by Ken Ganley Toyota in Pleasant Hills. And you can always text us in the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Happy to be talking to this guy. It's been a while since we had a chance to chat, but we're almost 10 games into the hockey season, so I figure it's time. Probably had to drag him off a rink somewhere. It's our good buddy Cully up there in Toronto. Scott Cullen, how are you? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today, Tab?
Good, real good. What do you make of the season so far, and anything surprising you, overwhelming you with this season, maybe outside of the Buffalo Sabres?
I was going to say, the first up for the Buffalo Sabres is a big surprise. And I thought the Sabres would be improved, and I'm sure this is not really who they are, but, you know, having Ralph Kruger behind the bench there probably helps. He doesn't have a long NHL track record, but he actually did some things in his short time in Edmonton that you could see that he's a pretty sharp guy and you know, might help steer them in the right direction. So that's obviously a big surprise. Look, the Edmonton Oilers are just as big a surprise out west. As great as Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are, when you looked at Edmonton's opening night lineup, it looked like it was McDavid, Draisaitl, and a bunch of AHL players. And it didn't look like this was a team that was going to reverse any of Edmonton's recent history. Now, again, it's very early where, Ray came in, and a whole lot can go wrong in the remaining time. But the Oilers have, they've got great goaltending so far, and if that holds up, McDavid just might be able to drag them to the playoffs.
Scott, probably, I don't know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but probably a B-level surprise might be that the Penguins are sitting here 6-2, have won 5 in a row without Geno Malkin. What do you make of what's going on with this organization and the fact that, a lot of people slam the organization for trading away number one draft picks and not having, young kids step into the lineup. Yet, look at Sam Lafferty. You look at this kid they got from Edmonton in a deal, John Marino. They're finding some youth, they're finding some enthusiasm, they're finding some grit, and they're getting things done.
Yeah, coming into the season, I think I was a little higher on Pittsburgh than most, based on what I was seeing around. Not for any surprising reasons. It's, they still have Crosby and Malkin, and I'm okay to hitch my horse to those guys and see how it goes. And then when Malkin got hurt, understandably, people were worried. You could see that if your big hope on the season is that Crosby and Malkin are going to lead you, lead you to good things, and Malkin's gone, well, suddenly that's a lot to ask of Sidney Crosby. So I could understand, that people were starting to, kind of worry about what this could mean for the Penguins when Malkin got hurt. But as you say, they sort of, manufactured some depth out of this, and like Lafferty, I think is a great surprise to get him come up and score 3 goals in 6 games. Like that's the kind of thing that a team needs when you're trying to overcome injuries. Because in Pittsburgh case, it's not just Malkin being hurt. They've had like 4 or 5 forwards. I don't need to tell you, I'm sure. That they're hurt, and so when you can, plug in somebody from the American Hockey League and they actually come in and produce, they're not just kind of filling ice time for you. Well, that's what you need to start stringing some wins together. And in the case of, the Penguins, it's like if you can tread water until Malkin comes back, and you know, even do better than treading water, well then, you know, you'll feel a whole lot more comfortable. But if you know Malkin had been hurt, and instead of a 5-game win streak, the Penguins went on a 5-game losing streak, well, you know, you could really be worried about the direction that this season was going already. Like this early in the season, you could really be kind of flustered about where they could be going. But I think the fact that they've been able to kind of string these wins together and get, you know, contributions from guys who didn't have a whole lot of hype coming into the year, I mean, I think that's a good sign. And again, like I said, I was probably a little higher on the Penguins coming into the season than most people were. So I'm glad they haven't just folded up shop and you know, fallen out of contention.
Right, and Scott does a lot of analytic type work, so he would know. But he also does some work for the Hockey News. And by the way, you can follow him at By Scott Cullen. Please do. And he'll let you know what he's got cooking on the back burner. I think it's interesting too, Scott, and I want to get your thoughts, that it always seems, or it has seemed over the years, and even through the Stanley Cup years, that whenever one of the two stars is out of the lineup, the other one seems to really pick up his game and carry it. It happens when Sid is out of the lineup with Gino, and now Gino's out of the lineup. You know, Sid is purring on all cylinders now. You know, the goal he scored the other night, I'm sure you saw on the backhand, just typical Sid stuff. Yeah, it's amazing how each of them, it's great that you have that situation, you have two guys like that, but how each other picks up the team when the other one's out.
Yeah, this is the real luxury of having two franchise centers. Right, is that, yeah, when one guy gets out, well, that's okay. You still have, you know, one of the very best players in the world to lead your offense. And that's, you know, and I think in some ways, like, because, you know, the playoffs ended so quickly for the Penguins last year, that and you know, younger guys were starting to kind of ascend, and you know, whether it's McDavid or Nathan MacKinnon, and it got to be, you know, kind of easy to say, well, you know, Sidney Crosby's over 30 years old. You know, maybe he's not quite what he was. But I think if you know, if you've watched how the first 8 games of the season have gone, he still looks to be in vintage Sidney Crosby form. And as you say, that doing this, you know, when Malkin is out, I mean, it's critical for the Penguins to at least have Crosby to lean on. You know, it's great that you're getting contributions from all these depth guys, and that's important. But if that's all they were getting, it probably wouldn't be enough. But when you've got Crosby still, you know, whether you have 12 points in 8 games, if he's still producing at that rate, and then you get some support behind him, well, then that's how you end up stringing together some wins. And so, it's a testament to how great Crosby is, that he can do it kind of time after time, and you can just kind of count on it.
Scott, has Canada been paying a whole lot of attention to what Marc-Andre Fleury has brought to the Vegas franchise? And there'll be another little love affair here tonight. The last time Vegas came into town, he didn't play. The first time was February of 18, where you can literally nearly see the tears and the emotion coming through his mask the first time back here. It's an interesting dynamic, but he's already pulled a couple of pranks since he walked through the door here. But do the fans up in Canada, you know, appreciate this guy for his personality and what he's done for a single franchise?
Well, I think in general, yes. I think because of how immediate the success was in Vegas. You know, that, you know, Fleury didn't go there and they kind of languished for a few years. You know, they immediately went to the Stanley Cup final, and he was a big part of it. I think that's kind of helped him, I don't know, get the recognition, you know, and that he could take an expansion team to the Stanley Cup final. And then, you know, he had another strong season last year, you know, not as strong as his first year there. But, you know, if you look at what you're getting out of Marc-Andre Fleury, now he's 34 years old, you know, he's still one of the better starting goaltenders in the league, and that, you know, that's not easy. You know, as these guys get older, you start to see that, you know, there tends to be a drop-off. as goaltenders, even the best of them, as they hit their mid-30s. If you're not one of the best of them, it usually comes before that. But even the very best start to drop off. And right now, Fleury, he's off to a really good start with Vegas, and their team is really strong again. Like, this is no easy matchup for the Penguins tonight, obviously. So I think this is actually, I understand he obviously would have loved to stay in Pittsburgh because of all the history there and how much that meant to him. But I think if you're doing a second act to your career, I think he's done it just about perfectly in Vegas.
It's interesting that you put it that way. A second act in Vegas. Yeah. It's just perfect.
Yeah, well, and because, I mean, he's hugely popular, but I mean, and because he's a great guy, and that's one thing. But the fact that he's performed really well and the team is really good, he hasn't just sort of faded off, from the consciousness. Like if this was a typical expansion team from previous eras, and they were 20 points out of the playoffs, I don't think anybody would be paying that much attention to what Marc-Andre Fleury was doing. But because he's with a team that has been to a Cup final and is a contender, every year that he's been there, well, yeah, everybody knows what's happening with Marc-Andre Fleury because, Vegas is one of the top teams. So I do think that this is, I don't even know whether he would have imagined it working out as well as it has.
Yeah. One final thing for you. You got about 45 seconds here, Scott. A non-Penguin issue. The Penguins were in Minnesota and played the Wild. They're on a losing streak. They're 1-6. How long is barbecue Bruce Boudreaux going to last as head coach there?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's looking all that good. And I'm not sure this is necessarily Boudreaux's fault. I think the roster is probably a little bit flawed. And when your goaltending might be a little uneven to start the season, this is how you end up in a hole. But this is how coaches end up getting fired. They've played 6 of 7 games on the road so far, so that's obviously not a great starting point. But they need a few things. Like, they need a few pucks to go in. They need guys like Eric Staal and Zach Parise to get their act together. They've been awful so far. And so if that doesn't happen soon, well, then Bruce Boudreaux is probably the one who has to pay the price first.
Yeah, you don't think Bill Guerin's saying, "What the heck did I get myself into here?"
He might be. He might be, yeah. But you go into those kinds of jobs, and if it ends up being a little bit bigger challenge, then that's just more work to do.
That's right. And hey, Bruce Boudreaux wasn't his guy anyway, so you know how that goes, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, always great to catch up with you. We'll do it again soon down the road. Looking forward to it. And my best to you and the family, and keep playing hockey up there, all right?
You bet. Thanks a lot, Tim. Good to talk to you.
All right. My pleasure, too. Thanks, Scott.